This podcast is brought to you by AvWeb.com, world's premier independent aviation news resource. Hey everyone, it's Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero in Friedrichshafen, Germany. I'm with Ben Kowalski, who's the Senior Vice President of Marketing for Cirrus. And we've heard a presentation here from Ben and Pat Waddick of Cirrus about Cirrus investment in training. Now, Cirrus has always invested in training, Ben. They had it in-house at first. They contracted it out. Now it's back in-house. And now you've made a major investment on something you called Cirrus Approach, which is kind of an umbrella for all the training. What are the components of that? How does it all work?
Yeah, so Cirrus Approach encompasses all of the training activities that Cirrus Aircraft does. It's everything from our Vision Jet type rating program, which is in Knoxville, Tennessee, which has a Level D full motion simulator, all the way through CirrusApproach.com, which has over 25 individual courses and hours of content that anyone can take. Both Cirrus owners and operators or anyone who's into aviation can go online and learn about avionics systems, learn about instrument training, learn about different types of landing techniques. So we've really made quite a few investments there. And, you know, we've done things in-house, we've done things out-of-house, but, you know, over the last number of years, we've bought a lot of things in-house, and we've grown our training and media development group. So now, if you go to CirrusApproach.com, you can see a lot of training courses and information you have access to, and you're going to see even more of that come over the course of the next year and beyond.
That's a significant investment by the looks of it. From the videos you've shown here, I get that impression. That's not cheap material to produce.
It is. It's absolutely a significant investment. But, you know, when you think about an aircraft manufacturer, you often go right to the airplanes that they build, and that's absolutely true. But we think an important part of that whole equation is the type and quality of training that everyone receives. And we want to ensure that we're creating great content, useful content, and valuable content. So we actually have those training teams in-house. We've got a media production team in-house. If you come to our Knoxville, Tennessee Vision Center campus, you can actually come and see our in-house production studio with a green screen and everything and all the teams there that are editing. And we're doubling the size of that team this year. So we've made large investments there, and we're going to continue to expand.
Now, speaking of Knoxville, bring us up to date on what's going on there. Now, the Vision Center's been there and open for a little while, but you're making some expansions there and some investment there on the service side.
Yeah, Paul, we're continuing to grow the Vision Center campus. So we're on our place in the McGee Tyson Airport in Knoxville, Tennessee, and we just this summer, I'm sorry, I misspoke, about a month and a half ago, we completed and opened our fourth building at the Vision Center campus, and that was an expansion of our factory service center. So we just opened 9 new bays in this facility where we can take care of Vision Jets and SRs, whether it's scheduled maintenance or drop-in customers. So that is a customer-facing factory service center. We also, in July of last summer, opened our flight training center. And so, as you know, when you come and purchase a Vision Jet, the training has gone directly through Cirrus Aircraft. So we have our simulators there. We have a full-motion Level D simulator right there in Knoxville, Tennessee. So you come to Cirrus Aircraft in Knoxville for your initial jet training and also your recurrent training afterwards. And the rest of the Knoxville campus it also houses our delivery center. So every Cirrus SR and Vision Jet is delivered out of Knoxville, Tennessee, and also other offices and spaces for our entire customer team. So our sales, marketing, ownership team, service and support teams are located there in Knoxville.
The Embark program, I've done some coverage on this, and this is basically for buyers of used Cirrus who may not have been through the original Cirrus train or may have been. In any case, they can get a full course of Cirrus training. Where is that happening? Can that happen at Knoxville? And tell me about the expansion of that program.
So the Embark program is really important to Cirrus. And when you look at, you know, I think it says a lot about how we think about our business and our whole corporate kind of mission and philosophy. You know, part of our mission statement is to deliver an aviation experience that's the pinnacle of quality and safety and innovation. And this really falls in that safety category. So the Embark program, what it does is if someone's purchasing a pre-owned aircraft on the open market, and let's say that person buys it from person A, sells it to person B, and Cirrus is not involved at all, Cirrus gets involved and provides free, at no cost, flight instruction to the person who acquired the aircraft. So even if you're, buying a 2001, 2002, 2003, whatever it happens to do, be Cirrus, you now can get factory training from Cirrus Aircraft. And that training comes to you. So what we do for that is we utilize our network of Cirrus standardized instructor pilots. So when you acquire the aircraft, you come online and you fill out the embark form and it says, okay, this is where I am. This is when I'd like to do my training. And then we do the matchmaking and we find a local instructor in your area and we connect you with them. And then you arrange the training and then we take care of compensating the instruction, which is typically between 1 and 3 days, if you're depending on where you are in your training condition.
Do you have a sense of what the uptake of that is? The churn in used Cirrus is quite high now. There are a lot on the market and they're being bought frequently. Do you have any sense of what percentage of those owners are signing up for Embark? I mean, it is free.
So about the Embark program, so I don't have the specifics on exactly how many pre-owned transactions are occurring here every year, but what I can tell you is we introduced the Embark program in 2017 at Oshkosh, so the summer there, 2017, and since then we've completed more than 730 Embark training events. 730. There have almost 1,200 people to date have applied for the training, but we've only completed about more than 700 of those. And what's interesting about that, when you look a little the next layer deep at the numbers, about 90% of the trainings that we've completed to date, that's transition training. So they're coming out of another model of aircraft and they're in a Cirrus for the first time, which is exactly the intent of the Embark program, is to help transition people who have been in non-Cirrus aircraft to fly a Cirrus. And then about 10% of the training of those more than 700 events is differences training. So if they owned a 22 before and they're moving up to a turbo, a 22T, or if they owned a SR20 and they're moving up to a 22, we provide the transition training there.
Any delay if I buy a used Cirrus, can I start in this program right away? I guess you're going to find a CSIP for me, so there are 500 of those guys?
Exactly. That's the benefit of how we're doing Embark. We try to bring the training to you as best we can. So it's primarily a function of how fast we can administrate it and then connect you with an available CSIP in the area. But that's what we do. We have full-time staff at Cirrus Aircraft headquarters that is working on those Embark requests that come in and then coordinating and matching them up with available CSIPs out in the field.
So it sounds like it's expanding.
Absolutely, it's expanding. So more and more folks are becoming aware of the program. The reception of the Embark was great, and we had a very nice spike in the beginning. But I can tell you that the interest has grown and continues to grow, and we get more and more Embark requests. And we're more than happy. Cirrus is more than happy to provide that flight instructor training for those because it's really part of our core mission.
Okay, thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Paul. Enjoy the show.
This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from Aero 2019 in Friedrichshafen, Germany. Thanks for listening. This podcast is brought to you by AvWeb.com, world's premier independent aviation news resource.